every year I try to do a annual read through the Bible in a year plan. And so over the weekend, I was down in Miami for a wedding, and the reading plan called for some passages in Exodus. And I came across the story in Exodus 18, where Moses is visited by his father-in-law, Jethro. And, you know, Jethro is excited about all that the Lord has done in bringing them out of Egypt, rescuing the Israelites from slavery there and setting them up into the promised land. And then the next day, Moses is sitting in judgment. He's presiding over all the cases of all the people. And it's from, you know, morning until night. And Jethro pulls his son-in-law aside and he says, listen, what you're doing isn't good. You're going to wear yourself out. So in other words, Jethro says to his son-in-law, you haven't learned to delegate. You're taking on too much. He says, this isn't good. And so what you need to do, you need to learn to delegate. So pick out some trustworthy men who can serve as, you know, under judges under you. And so they can handle the basic cases. And if there's anything that's too difficult, then that should come to you. And in so doing, you won't wear yourself out, and the people won't be worn out waiting around all day to have their case heard. Now, Jethro says a very pivotal thing in verse 23. He says, if God so commands, and Moses listens to him. So he doesn't just take Jethro's advice. He also checks in with God, and God says, yeah, this is a good plan. And so that's the new plan moving forward. So I want to ask the audience this. Do you feel worn out? Do you feel like it's all on you? And that if you aren't taking responsibility for everything around you, it's just not going to get done. And then you're just exhausted. My challenge to you would be, maybe you need to take a step back and ask the Lord, is this need that I'm trying to meet what you've called me to meet? Or is it just a need and that someone else may need to step into that role? And learn to delegate and learn to invite God into that process, not just assume if there's a need, I'm the one that's supposed to meet it. That way we don't wear ourselves out because, hey, there's still 11 months left of this year, right? And so we need to be willing to share the load with others so that we don't get burned out and then we crash.
What happens if you feel like you don't have anyone that you can trust to give to ask for help?
That is often the problem, yeah. Right? Nobody can do it as well as I can.
Yeah. So we pray, God, provide the people that need to meet this need. And then trust that he will. But when we have to take a step back to let other people step into that role, sometimes we don't give other people the opportunity because we believe, well, no one can do it quite as well as me. Which, you know, I mean, most of the time that's true, right? Not so much, right? We need others. We need help.